Hello and welcome back to Feathercast. ApacheCon is coming up in just a little over a month. We'll be doing ApacheCon in Miami on May 16th through 18th. And this year we're doing things a little bit differently. We're focusing on some of the communities within the Apache community. Apache has grown a lot over the years. It's no longer just a few projects. It is a community of communities composed of many projects. And one of these communities is the Internet of Things community. Today I'm going to be talking with Roman Shaposhnik, who will be heading up Apache IoT, which is a branch of the ApacheCon conference. So with that introduction, thank you, Roman, for speaking with me.
Well, thank you for having me.
So I don't know that it's widely known that Apache is involved in the IoT community. So can you give us an overview of the projects that are involved and what they're doing?
It's a great point. And in fact, that's actually exactly what we're trying to change, to basically make sure that everybody understands that Apache has not just big data project, but IoT as well. And we have a pretty good selection. So we have projects that are directly relevant to the embedded space, which is, you know, precursor to the IoT. So there is Apache Minute, which is still in incubation, but it's still a very vibrant, successful, I wouldn't even call it embedded OS. It's a very different way of doing an operating system for a small device. So if you're used to a traditional embedded OS, you may be slightly surprised by how Minute does it. But in my opinion, it does it in a very nice way. So that's sort of all the way to the edge. And then on the data center side of the IoT, we obviously have the plethora of the big data community projects that are more and more applicable in that setting. So we've got projects like Hadoop, obviously, that is used to get and analyze that type of information. But we also have projects like NiFi, for example, that is actually a connective tissue between something that is happening on the edge and the analysis that you would perform in your data center. So in a way, Apache actually is a great place because it gives you end-to-end approach to an IoT architecture. We don't just stop at the edge. We don't just stop at the data center. It's kind of end to end. That's what's exciting to me about it.
I think that when many of us think about the Internet of Things, we think about devices like the Amazon Echo and other smart devices like my smart thermostat or lights, and we don't think about what's behind that.
Today, the bulk of the projects is on the back end. But with things like Minute joining Apache family, I think we're seeing the move towards what is commonly referred as fog computing, where your edge becomes more and more intelligent and more independent from the data center.
Tell us a little bit about some of the talks that you're most anticipating in your track.
I think we actually have a pretty nice track for everybody who will be attending the ApacheCon in Miami. And a couple of, you know, all of the talks are just simply outstanding. In fact, we had a good problem. We actually had to turn talks down because we didn't have enough space in our track. But the ones that made the cut are just simply, all of them are simply outstanding. A few that I'm going to highlight, these are just the ones that I either sort of took a direct role in organizing, or just something that I myself would really love to attend. One of those talks is actually not a talk, but two of the keynotes. So both of them will be from more of an investment VC community type of a perspective. It's basically VCs trying to explain to the developers, you know, what are the areas of technology that they feel are important enough to basically get the investments that they, you know, deserve. And I think, you know, that angle is actually super important to an emerging technology like IoT, because a lot of times what drives a given piece of open source technology is an applicability to a growing and high, you know, fast growing market, right? IoT is that market today. It's just figuring out what part of that market to address may be a little bit challenging. And hopefully both of these keynotes, one is just a keynote with a friend of mine from Lightspeed Ventures who will be talking about his experience. Sadeep is his name, and he will be just explaining his experience in his thesis. But the other one is actually a keynote that is organized in the form of a panel. So we will have a panel of different VC partners and just investors in the Valley, kind of exchanging ideas around where IoT is going. And I really hope that this will be a pretty interactive event so that the audience will be able to participate as well. So these two are really super exciting to me. And then there is actually a whole bunch of Minute talks. Like you could tell, I'm actually super excited about Apache Minute. It's just me coming from somewhat of a background of operating system design. I really love their approach to how they make it all pluggable and modularized. I think it's something that you see in other different areas of today's operating system community, like unikernels, you know, are sort of somewhat similar. So just an exciting piece of technology to me. So any talk on Minute, I highly recommend. But everything else is just amazing as well. And we actually have one of my fellow Apache members, Justin McLean, who is actually driving the whole IoT community of Australia, doing hands-on presentations and just, you know, introducing people to different ways of doing IoT on small devices. So again, pretty much every single talk I can think of is amazing. And I guess I'll just spend all this time of this interview just going one by one, you know, through them, because they're all just amazing.
Now, the Apache Software Foundation has a long tradition of kind of being the place where innovation happens in particular communities. So we started out in the web and web services, and then we had a boom of Java standards development kinds of projects. And right now we're in the midst of a big data surge. Do you see IoT as kind of the next place that Apache is going to go?
Well, that's actually why I was so happy to bring my VC friends to the conference, because right now I see exactly that change of focus, right? I think big data has graduated to, I wouldn't call a full enterprise adoption, because there are still challenges and, you know, companies are working to iron out the kinks. But I think the investment area has shifted more towards IoT. And if you want to, you know, be the next Hortonworks or Cloudera, you actually have to look into IoT space much more than into the big data space. Now, that is not to say that big data is somehow unimportant. It is still a very important piece of the overall puzzle. But from an investment, you know, hyper-growth perspective, I think IoT is the big next thing.
Yeah, I don't think that we've seen these new areas replacing the old emphases so much as augmenting them. So
exactly.
That's an interesting observation. Thank you so much for speaking with me. ApacheCon will be held in Miami in just a little over a month. You can still register at apachecon.com. And if you register by April 17th, which is just a week away, you'll save another $200. Thank you for speaking with me, Roman.
Thank you so much for having me, and see you in Miami.
See you in Miami.